Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Member by Ram Goldar and Dream Masechus Baba Metzia Daf Tzadi Hey, the 8th Perek Hashoal Sapara. This Perek has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Reb Yaakov Moshe ben Reb Binyamin Yosef Alav Hashalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after deriving the liabilities of the various types of shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source that the exemption of Baal Imo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura and Mesa, applies to Geneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomer Sachar, whose exemption of Baal Avimo applies to its liabilities, meaning Geneva and Aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Baal Avimo exemption to Shomer Sachar itself. The Gemara explains that the section about Shoel begins with the words v'ki yishal, and if he shall borrow, vav mosiv al inyan rishon. The word and indicates this section adds to the first topic, meaning the previous section discussing Shomer Sachar, the Yomad El Yom Metachton, and laws of the former should be derived from the latter. Thus, just as Shoel is exempt with Baal Avimo, a Shomer Sachar is exempt from his liability with Baal Avimo. The Gemara eventually says that the Vav Mosiv also indicates to derive the latter section, Shoel, from the former, Shomer Sachar, teaching that the Shoel is also exempt from Geneva Vaveda with Baal Avimo. Point number two, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Babalim, negligence of a Shomer where the owner was in his service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's exempt for other mishaps, and the Gemara explains that he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. The Pasuk exempting Baal Avimo is darshan through the Vav Mosiv to be extended to the section just before it, meaning Shomer Sachar, Velo Lifnei Fanav, but not for the section before it, meaning the first section discussing Shomer Chinam. Since Shomer Chinam does not enjoy the Baal Avimo exemption, and other Shomerim's liability for negligence is derived from Shomer Chinam, all Shomrim are liable for negligence, even in the case of Baal Avimo, because the exemption only applies to liabilities written explicitly in those sections. The other opinion that a Shomer is exempt even from negligence in the case of Baal Avimo holds the Pasuk is darshaned even two sections earlier, extending the Baal Avimo exemption to Shomer Chinam and any negligence. And point number three, Rav Hamnuna said, "La'olam hu chayiv, the borrower is always liable, ad shetehe bara v'choresh ba, unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, chamor u'mechamra achareha, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods, and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, ba'ad shi hubali m'shash she'ela ad shas shvur u'mesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time the animal's limb was broken or it died. He holds Baal Avimo refers to the entire loan, thus requiring that the owner services the borrower in the very same labor as the loan, and must be in a service for the entire period of the loan until the mishap occurred. He's challenged from a braisa teaching that a borrower is exempt from paying even where the owner is performing work for him, but makom acher, in a different location, which it eventually proves to mean different labor. Two braisas are then brought which explicitly state that the owner must only be in a service at the time of the loan, and not when the mishap occurred. Thus both of Rav Hamnuna's laws are refuted. So once again, the three points are, number one, after deriving the liabilities for the various types of Shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source that the exemption of Baal Avimo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura Umesa, applies to Geneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomer Sachar, whose exemption of Baal Avimo applies to its liabilities, meaning Geneva and Aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Baal Avimo exemption to Shomer Sachar itself. The Gemara explains that the section about Shoel begins with the words v'ki yishal, and if he shall borrow, vav mosiv al inyan rishon. The word and indicates this section adds to the first topic, meaning the previous section discussing Shomer Sachar, v'yomad el yom metachton, and laws of the former should be derived from the latter. Thus, just as Shoel is exempt with Baal Avimo, a Shomer Sachar is exempt from his liability with Baal Avimo. The Gemara eventually says that the Vav Mosiv also indicates to derive the latter section, Shoel, from the former, Shomer Sachar, teaching that the Shoel is also exempt from Geneva Vaveda with Baal Avimo. Point number two, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Babalim, negligence of a Shomer where the owner was in his service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's exempt for other mishaps, and the Gemara explains that he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. The Pasuk exempting Baal Avimo is darshaned through the Vav Mosiv to be extended to the section just before it, meaning Shomer Sachar, Velo Lifnei Fanav, but not for the section before it, meaning the first section discussing Shomer Chinam. Since Shomer Chinam does not enjoy the Baal Avimo exemption, and other Shomrim's liability for negligence is derived from Shomer Chinam, all Shomrim are liable for negligence even in the case of Bali Bimo, because the exemption only applies to liabilities written explicitly in those sections. The other opinion that a Shomer is exempt even from negligence in the case of Bali Bimo holds, the Pasuk is darshened even two sections earlier, extending the Bali Bimo exemption to Shomer Chinam and any negligence. And point number three, Rav Hamnuna said, "Lo'olam hu chayiv, the borrower is always liable, ad shetehei paro v'choresh ba, unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, chamor u'mechamra achareha, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, ba'ad shehu bali m'sha she'ela ad shas shvur u'mesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time the animal's limb was broken or it died." He holds Bala Vimo refers to the entire loan, thus requiring that the owner services the borrower in the very same labor as the loan and must be in a service for the entire period of the loan until the mishap occurred. He's challenged from a Bryce teaching that a borrower is exempt from paying even where the owner is performing work for him, but Malcolm Acher, in a different location, which it eventually proves to mean different labor. Two Bryces are then brought which explicitly state that the owner must only be in a service at the time of the loan and not when the mishap occurred. Thus, both of Rav Hamnuna's laws are refuted. All right, so now we go to the siman for Dav Tzadi Hei, and our standard siman is a tzahal tank, a tank. So here goes. The tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too since Balav Imo, and responded that this is only when the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the mishap. Once again, slow motion. The tank enthusiast, tank, that must be on Duff, Tzadi Hey, Tzal Tank. The tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, which reminds us, after deriving the liabilities of the various types of Shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source of the exemption of Bala Vimo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura Umesa, applies to Gneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are Onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomasakar, whose exemption of Bala Vimo applies to its liabilities, meaning Ganeva Ba'aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Bala Vimo exemption to Shomasakar itself. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Bala Vimo, which reminds us, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Babalim, negligence of a Shomer where the owner was in a service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's patur for other mishaps. The other opinion holds that a Shomer is exempt even from Pshia, even from negligence in the case of Bala Vimo. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too since Bala Vimo, and responded that this is only when the owner is in a service from the time of the loan until the mishap, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, "Lo'olam hu chayiv, the borrower is always liable unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, ba'chi bali m'sha she'ela adsha shvur u'mesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time of the animal's limb was broken or it died." His opinion is refuted. So once again, the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too since Bala Vimo, and responded that this is only when the owner is in a service from the time of the loan until the mishap. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazar. Daf Tzadi Off. So the siman Daf Tzadi Off is an exit sign. So here goes. The man getting lashed and paying under the base an exit sign, that must be on Daf Tzadi Off. Say, Yitziyah. The man getting lashed and paying under the base an exit sign for borrowing a neighbor's ox and using a muzzle shaped like an exit sign, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, chosim is a part of a dashba loka. One who muzzles a neighbor's cow and threshes with it receives lashes and pays the owner 4 cubs for a cow and 3 cubs for a donkey, which are the estimated amounts the animals would have eaten. The Gemara asks that the rule is ain a loka mishalim. One does not receive lashes and also pay money for one violation. 3 answers are given. So the man getting lashed and paying under the basin exit sign for borrowing a neighbor's ox and using a muzzle shaped like an exit sign was shocked to see a chicken cross the road to thresh and eat. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'yosba Yadav, Avalobaraglav, even if he was working with his hands, but not his feet, or his feet, but not his hands, or even with just his shoulder, this worker may eat from the produce. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Achiyasba Yadav Ubaraglav, he cannot eat unless he works with both his hands and his feet. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna asks, what's the halacha if one threshes with geese or chickens whose weight rests only on their feet, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold the critical similarity to an ox's work as b'kol kochel b'inan? We require that it work with all its ability, which would be satisfied by fowl threshing by foot. Or does he literally require threshing with hands and feet, which is lacking in the case of fowl? This question is left unresolved. So the man getting lashed and paying under the basin exit sign for borrowing a neighbor's ox and using a muzzle shaped like an exit sign was shocked to see a chicken cross the road to thresh and eat, while its owner was eating from one grapevine after harvesting from a different grapevine. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if he's working with figs, he may not eat grapes. If he's working with grapes, he may not eat figs. However, he may hold himself back from eating until he reaches superior fruit and eat his fill there. The Gemara asks, if he's working with one grapevine, may he eat from another grapevine? Daf Sadi Beis. So the similar Daf Sadi Beis, it's sub a turtle. So here goes. While one worker hired to harvest carrots on the turtle farm, turtle, that must be on Daf Sadi Beis, sub. While one worker hired to harvest carrots on the turtle farm was eating lots of them worth more than his wage, while hungry turtles looked on, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ocho poa kishus afil bidinar. A worker may eat a cucumber even if worth a dinar, or eat a date even if worth a dinar, and is worth more than his entire wages. Eliezer Chisma says a worker cannot eat more than his pay. The Chamin permit it, but we teach him not to be a glutton, which will discourage people from hiring him. So, while one worker hired to harvest carrots on the turtle farm was eating lots of them worth more than his wage, while hungry turtles looked on, another worker told the owner to give the produce he's entitled to his wife and children, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Polo mishalohu ochel, does a worker eat his own food? Or mishal shamayim hu ochel, or does he eat heaven's food? That is, do we consider the worker's entitlement to food an addition to his wages, and they belong to him, or are they a charitable gift, similar to those given to the poor from one's field? A nafka mina emerges where the worker says, "Tnu ishtu uvanai, give the produce I'm entitled to eat to my wife and children. If his right is mishalo, he may give it to whomever he pleases. But if he eats only mishal shamayim, he cannot. Hashem granted the right for him to eat, but not for his wife and children to eat." So, while one worker hired to harvest carrots on the turtle farm was eating lots of them worth more than his wage, while hungry turtles looked on, another worker told the owner to give the produce he's entitled to his wife and children. As a third worker ending a shift walked away with the money he received in lieu of not eating the produce, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah, Kotzetz Adam al Yidei Atzmo, a worker may stipulate for himself to receive money instead of his right to eat produce. He may do the same for his adult children, his wife, or his adult slaves when they work for others, because they have intelligence and agree to waive their right to the produce. However, one cannot stipulate for his minor children, nor for his minor slaves, because they lack intelligence to waive their right to produce. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the similar Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the similar Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor dropped off Shomri Peros at the field, reminding them they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Meshamra Lav Ko Osam Maisadami, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas, whether Meshamra Ko Osam Maisadami, whether a Shomer of gardens and orchards, is considered as if he's working and therefore entitled to eat from the produce or not. So the train conductor who dropped off Shomri Peros at the field, reminding them that they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Meshamra Lav Ko Osam Maisadami, noticed that a Socher at the station wasn't sure whether to board the Shomer Chinim section or the Shomer Sachar section, which reminds us, we learn about the various responsibilities of the Dalad Shomrim and have a Malchok is whether a Socher has the same dinim as a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinim. So the train conductor dropped off Shomri Peros at the field, reminding them they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Meshamer Lavka Osamai Sidami noticed that a Socher at the station wasn't sure whether to board the Shomer Chinim section or the Shomer Sachar section, and blew his whistle to wake up the sleeping Shomer whose sheep he was watching was standing on the train tracks, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a shepherd was once herding animals along the Papa River and one slipped and drowned. Rabbah exempted him, saying, Mahavi Lemavit, what should he have done to avoid this? He guarded them as people normally guard them, so the loss is considered an onus. Rabbah would also exempt a shepherd who goes into town when people normally do, leaving his animals alone outside, and even a shepherd who naps when people normally do. Rav Chisda and Rabbah Bar Avuna disagree with Rabbah because the owner can say, this is the reason I gave you pay, so you should guard for me a better shmira and not follow common practice. Dav Tzadi Dalet. So the Simur Dav Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. So here goes. And the hunter. That must be more Dav Tzadi Dalet. Tzad. The hunter who bought a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Mas Nishom Rechinim Yos Patim Shvua. A Shom Rechinim can stipulate to be exempt from making a Shvua that he was not negligent. Similarly, a Shoal can stipulate to be exempt from paying, and a Shomer Sakra and Sokra can stipulate to be exempt from paying and swearing. The Mishnah adds, Kol Mas HaMasha Kasba Torah. Anyone who stipulates against what is written in the Torah, Tino Batel, his stipulation is void. The Gemara said, a Shomer stipulating to exempt himself is itself a condition against the Torah and should be void. Two answers are given, one being that even though monetary stipulations against the Torah are void, the Shomer did not initially obligate himself to more than his terms. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if a husband says, here's your get on condition you go up to the sky or on condition that you swallow a reed 100 amos long, the Tanakhama says the get does not take effect without fulfilling the condition. Yudim and Tema says the get is valid and taught a rule. Koshi Efshar will kaima basova any condition which is impossible for one to eventually fulfill. Behisna lav mitchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning. Eino el kamafliga bakasha. He's merely pushing her off, meaning teasing her, and the get is valid. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, was exempt when the hunting dog he borrowed died, since he had hired the dog's owner together with it. Which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hashoa Sapar Vashalba Aleha Ima. If one borrowed a cow and borrowed the services of the owner together with it, Usakar Ba'aleha Ima, or he hired the owner together with it, or he first obtained the owner's services and then borrowed the cow, and the cow later died, he's patur, because the Torah says, im ba'alav imo lo yishalem, if its owner was with him, he shall not pay. However, if he first borrowed the cow and afterward obtained the owner's services, he remains responsible for any mishap, because the pasuk says, ba'alav enimo shalem yishalem, if its owner is not with him, he shall pay. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you discuss whether one is transgressing muzzling his ox if the ox is threshing truma or miser? That's on Duff. Sadi. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss the source of Ba'ali Mo applying to Gneva Va'aveda? That's on Duff. Sadi Hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have Machok is whether a worker can eat more than his wages? That's on Duff. Sadi Bays. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss whether a Shomer can stipulate to reduce his liability? That's on Duff. Sadi Dog. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss whether one is transgressing if he muzzles by voice by shouting at the animal not to eat while threshing? That's on Duff. Sadi. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that Rav Hamnuna holds Balav Imo must be in the same work and until the mishap, but he's refuted? That's on Duff. Sadi Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf we malchuk is whether a soker is like a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam? That's on daf. Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf we have a malchuk is about the law pshia babalim, negligence of a shomer, where the owner was in his service? That's on daf. Tzadi Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf were 4 drushas learnt from the word daish regarding a worker's right to eat? That's on daf. Pay test. Good. And number 10, which of the one, if one gives a get with a condition at the beginning that it's impossible to fulfill, the get is valid. That's on Duff. Tzadi Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zuchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.